Welcome to the 32nd London International Mime Festival, and to this discussion following the performance of Slips Inside by the Belgian duo Okie Doke. This session is being recorded for broadcast by theatrevoice.com.
Benoît and Xavier both trained at the Saidi Lassad School, and he was originally from the Lecoq School, wasn't he?
Yes.
I can do it like this if you want. one of the great practitioners of mime, and I think a great teacher of theatre as well, Jacques Lecoq. So this is the background. This is your second show.
Yes.
And if you want to see their first show, it's probably sold out. But
is it?
Yeah, it's completely sold out. So I won't even tell you that it's called Ha Ha Ha, because there's no point, because it's sold out. So I am tasked with asking a very leading and pertinent question. And I laughed so much I couldn't think of any question at all. So in fact, the exception of tonight is I'm not going to ask you even an unintelligent question. I'm just going to go straight to you. I'm sorry. I was going to say, are those characters mentioned in the programme something you'd like to talk about? But that seems rather boring. So I just think, you stick your hands up, I'll point at you, you do the question, I'll repeat it, translate it if necessary, and that's how we're going to continue. And if you want to hear this again, theatrevoice.com.
Why are there so many... Why is mime and what physical comedy, what you do, why are most people who do it and do it well, why do they come from Belgium and France?
In the blood, isn't it?
I don't know. In Belgium, we have maybe less subvention.
Subsidy.
So it's more spontaneous?
Spontaneous.
I don't know, maybe it's more near a poor theatre,
Or it could be that they trained with somebody who is in that tradition of Jacques Lecoq, maybe.
Yes, there is this school in Brussels called Lassad, and it's Lassad Saidi, and he was student, and after that 10 years teacher in Lecoq School in Paris, and after he did his own school in Brussels. And so it's 20 years he do that. So there is a lot of company who come from there. I think really the pedagogy of Lecoq is really open and creative in a way. So there is a lot of things going out from there after 1 year, 2 years, 3 years out of the school. So, yes, there is one in Paris and one in Brussels, so maybe it's something like that.
Does it hurt when when the sticks hit you?
Really hard.
Yes, sometimes. Sometimes it's hard. No, but you know, it's a really light wood. So don't try this at home.
it's
a fake.
Right, another question. Oh.
Is it hard?
What?
Them on the stage.
Is it hard being on the stage? she means acting, of course. She means, is your profession a hard one?
This show, if some people here have seen the other show, Ha Ha Ha, 6 years ago, I think, it's more difficult for us to play this one because it's more technical in a way, because we have to be really listening the audience, what's happened, and the partner. So we are really up to catch what's going on, what's happening right now, right here. And the other one, it's more choreographic.
Choreographic.
Eh? So we have objects that in themselves are telling stories, so the objects are speaking for us. So it's we are more in a partnership with the object, and here it's different, more technique. What do you think about that?
Yes, but this show because we don't tell any story, because it's just on fullness, stupidity.
Fooling.
Yeah. And because we play on jokes, on good jokes or bad jokes, it's we have to listen to the audience, and even the public feels the joke is good, we play in a way. If they think the joke is bad, we have to adapt, but right on at the moment to play in another way. So we have to be really more aware about what happened. So it seems more stupid in the story, but it's more difficult to play than the other. We can be sitting on the story that we are telling, because the object and the scenography talks on himself. So if the actor is tired, it's more easy, because the story continue without us. So it's more difficult, yeah. This one.
We have to try here to listen the rhythm too, because we have no music and no object, no story, so it asks to be aware. Yeah.
You just said you use audiences a lot, so do you notice differences from country to country when you perform internationally?
Yes, a little bit. For the... Comment dit la pudeur par rapport au corps.
Some people are rather more prudish.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think we see in the show that it's not really so bad. It become like a child game.
Yeah.
But in kind of countries, the nudity is forbidden. We should play in Brussels. In Brussels, there is a Turkish quarter, and we talk about a responsible of a cultural center to play this in the street, and she really
she hesitated.
Yeah, and she decided to don't do it, because in that culture, to show the body, it's something really difficult. Mm-hmm. So this is. And for the other work, when we play in Aha, we play more on Barbary. And sometimes we, there is an expression in French. You say, if you give to this man your hand, mm-hmm. he will took you the whole arm.
He'll bite off your arm. Yeah.
And usually when you say that, you say you give it that, and it takes you.
Give them an inch, they'll take a mile.
Yeah, and in the other show we say and the people hear the music of the and see the movement, and they catch it. But in certain countries there is nothing. We play in Finland and we say and so we know that in that language. There is nothing. And for those things, it's a surprise.
There is really a culture of the jest, no?
Gesture
for each society. And so this is a move. And this one is in France called to... It's funny too, mm-hmm. But I don't know here. If you do that, to say it's not no. It's not stamped.
No.
It's not funny, huh? No. And in Japan, it's the same. And we are used to move in a way, and it's really stick to the culture. And it, like when we've been in Japan, we were doing it like this. In our show, when we do that in Europe, it's not so funny. But in Japan, it was really ha-ha-ha. They laugh a lot. The more we were doing that. But I don't know why, because I think it's more in gestural culture. In the way of moving to use this move. We can see the mirror. We can't see the mirror that the club proposed.
So you were childhood friends, and now you're performing. How did it come about? Did you go into doing the performance together, or how did it come about, having been childhood friends, you then became performers together?
We were both very bad in soccer. And so in the school, when it's the pause, the child are playing soccer. No, but...
During sports hour?
Yeah, in 12 years old, we met in the school. We were in the same class. And we had both made a circus workshop for holiday, you know. So, but in two different places. So we met, and in the pauses, we begin to juggle and made a bit of acro. And after, we had a teacher who took us in charge, and we continue like that. And after that, just before university, we've been to La Salle School in Brussels 2 years. And after 2 years in Montreal Circus School. And after we did some shows with other company in France. And we did our own show, Ha Ha Ha. And it begins. We played in Avignon, Festival d'Avignon in 2002. And so we begin to turn, and we're still touring with this show. So it's maybe it's 8 years that we are touring this show. And we had the same success this year with the new show in Avignon, so maybe 10 years again.
Why not? Do you want to add anything, Xavier?
No, it's okay.
I'll finish with you. This has to be a really little question, because I should have finished 2 minutes ago. So in street theatre, there's a conflict between you as a performer performing in the street and the characters that you're playing. Do you find the same thing happens on a stage like this?
When we don't know exactly what to play, what to act, we can always come back to ourselves and the real situation of the moment, right here, right now, you know. So what I am, what I feel, and this is the base. And I think it's cool for us that we are able to do that, to come back at where we are now, and it's something on what we take.
So they do rely upon that. They always fall back on the fact that they can be themselves on stage, especially when things happen like now.
Well, I think the difference with the street performers, the street performers can just play himself, because when he play, he talk to the audience and he say, "Are you?" It's like when he plays, he give the jokes, but he know the joke, so he don't really turn in same in full, because he know he is all the time one step before the audience, because in the street sometimes you have to face to so many things that you have to be one step more. But in here, we can more play a character, more maladroit,
clumsy.
But sometimes you can make a break with that character to show you as a comedian or as a man,
as an actor,
and it gives different levels. It's another way texture of complicity. But if you play only like that, it becomes a little bit cabotin.
A bit showy off actory.
Yeah. And there is just one level of acting. So I think for the audience it's more boring. But maybe. Yes. But if we keep those different levels, so the actor plays to play. I play to be really nice, but I fall down, but I'm stupid. And after I look the audience, hey, it was a good joke. Yeah? So it's me. And after I do this, and all those different levels give more structure to the show.
Because when the street performer plays himself, himself is also playing a character, you know. And that's what he is saying.
When you met?
12.
12. 12. Thank you so much.